This is the Food Fix, the podcast where you learn how innovators try to better feed the world. My name's Petrolano Ali, and I'm your host. Almost 760 million people go to bed on an empty stomach each day. So how do we feed them? It's a challenge that will take many innovators and many solutions. But in this Food Fix series, we're asking researchers, innovators, and policymakers to focus on just one. We've asked them to nominate a single idea. It could be an idea that may not solve world hunger on its own, but it should make the world a little less hungry. We've narrowed it to 10, and for 10 weeks, the Food Fix will bring you an installment of our new series, 10 Ideas to Make the World Less Hungry. Stay tuned for today's idea with our reporter, Ben Muir.
You are listening to the Food Fix. My name's Ben Muir. For today's idea on how to make the world less hungry, I talked to Megan Konar, an assistant professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Illinois, where she conducts policy-relevant research that focuses on the intersection of water, food, and trade. I caught up with Megan after she spoke at the Fate of the Earth conference in East Lansing, Michigan. It was only a few minutes after she got off stage when I asked for her one idea to better feed the world.
That's a really good question, a really hard question. There's a lot of things that I think are really important, but I think investing in infrastructure is really critical at this phase, especially in the United States, where the American Society of Civil Engineers just rated our infrastructure to be very below average. So I think it's important to continue to invest in our infrastructure. For example, one infrastructure would be our groundwater aquifers. I think we should start thinking of these as an important natural resource in our country for national security. And I think we should make sure that we replenish these aquifers when we have the water resources available to do so. What do I mean by that? For example, in the California drought, we saw that the groundwater was really important to keep farmers able to grow food during the drought. And now that the drought is ending in California, I think we should make sure that the groundwater aquifers are replenished so that the next time that there is another drought event, they'll be there to draw upon.
I'm not a scientist, so when I think of aquifer, my mind goes everywhere because it seems like something you should know, but if someone asked me, hey, what's an aquifer, I couldn't tell you. So what is an aquifer?
Yeah, it's a good question and one I get a lot, and I think a pretty common analogy is you can think of an aquifer like your bank account. So you have your bank account, which is your stock of money in the bank, and you have flows of money into and out of your bank account. You deposit a check, you're putting money in the bank. You withdraw money to spend, you're taking money out of the bank. So an aquifer is basically your bank account, and you want to make sure that you're putting enough money in so you have money to spend when you need it.
But how does investing in aquifers make people less hungry?
Yeah, well, so if we want to be able to grow food to feed people, to keep them from being hungry in the future, we want to make sure that we have the infrastructure in place to be able to do that. And that's, I'm taking a very broad definition of infrastructure here. So it could be, you know, very concrete physical infrastructure like canals and conveyance systems to get water where it needs to go. It could be the actual store of water, which is an aquifer, which you can think of as basically an infrastructure that you can draw upon. Even our grain storage facilities and our railway that transports food around the country and the harbors that enable us to ship food to and from other countries. I think all these infrastructure that are critical to the production and distribution of food in our global food system are critical and something that we should continue to invest in and maintain properly. Also, I mean, something that some people are concerned about is in the future, the climate is likely to become more variable. So what can really help us to deal with a more variable climate? First of all, if we have groundwater, those basically act as stores of water that we can draw upon when we do have a drought or very variable rainfall patterns. So it's an insurance mechanism, essentially. So that's why it's something that I think is really critical to have in the future, which might have a lot of variability.
So sorry to interrupt, but groundwater is interchangeable with aquifer?
Yes.
Okay, just to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also the conveyance infrastructure, so the ability to move food around is also really important to deal with an uncertain future, because if you can imagine one location has a really bad drought event, they're then able to get food from elsewhere that didn't have that bad drought event. So having the ability to move food around is also really important. And I think in this country, you know, we're long overdue the need to invest in our infrastructure, and a lot of private companies and agencies want to invest. So now we just basically need understanding of where our financial resources would be best served.
With the proposed budget cuts by the current administration in the White House right now, where is that going to come from if it's getting cut?
Great question. But investing in infrastructure was a major priority laid out by the current administration. So I definitely hope that is something that continues to be a priority, because I think it's something that seems like crosses political bounds. And a lot of people agree that we need to maintain our infrastructure. And I hope that's something that we'll do.
Awesome, Megan. Thank you for joining the Food Fix.
Thank you.
And I'm Ben Muir, and you just listened to the Food Fix.
Support for the Food Fix comes from the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID. It's produced by the Translational Scholars Program at Michigan State University. Our theme music is a song, Watching My Garden Grow, by Lindsay Liu and Josh Rilko. I'm your host, Petrolano Ali. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.